to his high school sweetheart. A series of 1960 letters between my father, the Louisiana State Board of Pardons, and the state's attorney general. Relating to my father's 1951-52 imprisonment at Angola, an episode so horrendous he was sure its scars would endure for generations, the letters discussed his pardon with full restoration of citizenship, a document that had become trapped somewhere in the Bayou State's bureaucracy. His 1953 marriage certificate, signed by his new father-in-law, who had conducted the wedding ceremony in the Mankato, Minnesota Lutheran Church, where he was the senior pastor. Copies of birth certificates for me, my two younger sisters, and my younger brother. Two handmade Father's Day cards from my sisters, dates unknown, but certainly works from their early childhood. A boyhood note from my brother, thanking my father for taking care of him. A key case I had made during my leathercraft kit period at the age of 13. I smiled as I remembered that everybody in the family received a leather something from me that Christmas. But four other items in the box puzzled me. A union dues booklet, 50 years old. The tiny 1x2-inch ledger recorded James Harper's July 20, 1954 initiation as a member of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters.